This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Obviously, we cover tons of politics here and, you know, both local and national, and we get the chance to sort of merge the two. It's always a great opportunity. This morning, we want to welcome in Casey Crosby, who is the new co-chair of the Republican National Committee, the RNC, and Ben Proto, chair of the Connecticut Republican Party. Both of them joining us here in Brian and Company. Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Brian.
Good to have you both. I'll start with you, Casey. First of all, congratulations on the new post. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. I mean, it's been a whirlwind. It's only been about a month since I've been in this position, but it's been a whirlwind. I've been working with state parties across the country, and we've been out raising money, and it's an exciting time to be in this position.
You know, I was talking to Ben a little bit, too, and I think it sort of bears repeating, and I think I could even benefit from it. Like, our listeners, especially, like, what does the Republican National Committee do?
Well, we do a lot. We elect Republicans, basically, and we just had our biggest victory with electing President Trump. That's our job, and we delivered in November, and we're really excited about that, and we're looking forward to building on the momentum come midterm. So, you know, obviously we have a platform, and we go across the country, and we promote our values, and we help people get elected. That's what we do.
Yeah, I'm curious. We're talking with Casey Crosby, a co-chair of the RNC, and Ben Proto, the chair of the Republican Party here in Connecticut. Casey, like, you know, you were so involved in Kentucky with the party, yeah, and then you did some stuff on the national level. What made you want to make this jump?
Well, I've been on the committee since 2012, and, you know, I've been a very active committee woman. I've also been active in my state. I was a former finance chair. I served as a local elected official, and so I've kind of got the aspect. I started in grassroots, so being a grassroots activist and running for office, then having to raise money for the state party. And I'll tell you, at the time when I was finance chair, we were a blue state. And so, you know, I learned how difficult it can be to operate in a blue state, to try to turn it red. And I had the opportunity. I ran for treasurer at the national level. The first time I ran, I lost by a few votes, and I came back and ran again. And, you know, sometimes God closes the wrong door to open the right door, and it just happened that I was elected during the presidential campaign, and just went to work this past few years, making sure that all our reports and all the spending was in line and everything was compliant. We raised a lot of money, and, you know, and fortunately, the work that I did was recognized by President Trump, and I was happy to have his support to be co-chair for the RNC.
And who knows, after this gig, you can get a job on Fox.
I don't know about that. That's not my goal. My goal is to help Republicans win elections, period.
I know that's not your goal. It's a Laura Trump joke. Casey Crosby.
Oh, yeah, no, she's amazing. She did a fantastic job as our co-chair. You know, she came at the right time, and just, you know, her and Michael Whatley, our chairman, is outstanding. He is fantastic to work with, and you know, and we work very well together. But you know, everybody told me when I was elected that I had some big shoes to fill, and there's no doubt about that. She was a great co-chair, and I'm really excited about her show. I can't wait to watch it Saturday night.
Well, let's bring in Ben Proto, the chair of the Republican Party here in Connecticut, and let's get to some sort of like more focused things relating to here. I mean, Ben, you know, we've talked a lot, and you know, and there's a lot of talented Republicans here in Connecticut. There just aren't enough in office. And what are some of the things that you and the RNC can work together on to try to not just get more W's, but just to get more good candidates?
Yeah, I think, you know, working with the RNC and with Casey and Michael Whatley and the entire team down there, just really developing the resources that our candidates need and our local town committees need, helping them to better understand how to recruit candidates, what to look for in a candidate. And then, you know, once they're there, taking the resources that are available from the RNC, that are available from the state party, and utilizing those in a better, more efficient way, will, I think, provide those opportunities for our candidates to do better, to be more successful. You know, I think our friends in the legislature, the Democratic friends in our legislature, are providing us with ample amounts of fodder to use against them over the next 2 years. And, you know, really.
But specifically, Ben, like, how do you, I'm always fascinated, specifically, yeah. I don't mean to interrupt, how do you do it? How do you identify people and then try to encourage, like, how does it, because like that, you know, you talk about using the, I mean, there's all those, all make sense, but it's on a much more generic level. Like, how do you do it? How do you find the people and then convince them to do it?
Well, and that's always the trick. And, you know, as Casey knows, when she ran for the first time, why she ran and how she was recruited to run, and how, you know, she ended up on her, what we would call her city council down there. It's understanding your district. It's understanding your town. It's understanding the needs there. And then identifying folks who meet those criteria. Oftentimes, I think we get the process backwards. We say, hey, I think Brian Chapman would be a great candidate. Let's go get Brian, when Brian might be a really great guy, but the absolute wrong person to run in that district.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it is identifying what the district is looking for, and then finding the people in that district or in that town who kind of fit that mold, and then working into it. So, and then of course you've got, you know, it's a lot more difficult today to get folks to run, particularly at the local level. You know, the old joke is, oh, it's only one meeting a month is the line that we all use locally, when in fact it's probably you're out most every night.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Families. So there's a lot of things to consider, but I think looking for the person who fits what it is that particular district or town is supportive of is the first step.
Yeah. In my travels, you know, we travel a lot across the state. We do shows remotely. And I have just found that a lot of in this state, and this will lead to a question for you, Casey, that there are, there's a lot of talent at the municipal level, and they don't want to run for state office because they feel like being in such a minority, they can have more of an impact on their community and they can serve more executive functions as opposed to going to the state and having to scratch and claw. And I'm curious, we're talking with Casey Crosby, co-chair of the RNC, and Ben Proto, chair of the Republican Party, is, you know, how does the RNC approach, you know, a really strongly right now blue state and try to, like, look at it holistically and figure out how to get more traction?
Well, you know, clearly I'm in Connecticut. Chairman Proto has, you know, worked very closely with myself as well as Chairman Whatley and has expressed to us his desire for us to have a presence here and to help. And, you know, and part of our job is working at strengthening our state parties. And, you know, fortunately, there's a great chairman here in the state of Connecticut. And like I said, I've seen it done. It is possible. I was in a blue state of Kentucky, and I was finance chair when we were blue. And Ben's right. It is very difficult when, you know, you are not the party of power, one, to raise money, but also to recruit good candidates. And I have found through all of, you know, through all of my work, that the biggest thing you can do is just be honest with the people. I mean, what they're getting into. And like you said, sometimes you can have a great person who seems like they check all the boxes, but it is a lot of work. It's hard on your families. You know, your careers take a hit. And so being honest with candidates during the recruitment process and then also figuring out how to support them. But from the RNC, we are going into states that typically, you know, haven't gotten some attention. We've been in the middle of a presidential cycle and have spent a lot of time in seven swing states, which produced a victory for us. But we offer also lots of training opportunities. You know, there's so many things that we can do to help our states and our candidates. And we're here in Connecticut. The chairman's going to be here in a few months, and we're committed to helping Chairman Proto. You know, he has a leadership role on the national level. He was just elected on the budget committee at the RNC, which is a very great committee for him to be on. And, you know, as a former treasurer, I can tell you that Ben is very thoughtful about how he approaches things. And you guys are in great hands when it comes to your state party and the recruitment of candidates here. He does a fantastic job.
I'm an unaffiliated independent voter and not a Republican, but I appreciate the sentiment. Listen, Casey, it's congratulations on the post. Welcome to the Nutmeg State, the land of steady habits. And, of course, Ben, we always appreciate the time.
Brian, appreciate you having us on, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thanks.
You too.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.